Welcome in now to another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN, a chance to speak with Atlantic head football coach Mike McDermott. Coach, once again, thanks for your time.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having us, and look forward to another week here.
Yeah, a really close one for you last week, a game that you came back in to be able to send to overtime, a kind of an unfortunate bounce of the ball at the end comes up with the victory for Denison. How do you feel like your kids played and reacted there to that game?
Well, one of our goals last week was, dealing with adversity and pressure. And, boy, we had a lot of pressure throughout the game on us, a lot of adversity. And for the most part, you know, besides losing the game, I thought we dealt with it pretty well. I think we were down, 14-0 at one time and battled back. Our defense, again, helps us out. Finally get a defensive score there. We were looking for that all year. And then the other goal we had last week was a big plays, you know, and we got a big play on offense. So two big plays there. So we're making progress. We just got to try and quicken that progress up.
Well, and it's always tough to lose close games, and you've done that here a couple weeks in a row now. Do you feel like the kids are seeing past that and not really getting down on themselves for, you know, not being able to get over the hump there at the end?
Yeah, in the film sessions and at practice, I've really liked our overall attitude and effort. In practice, our attitudes have been good. We haven't had, great practices, but we've had pretty good practices, so we've had some spurts during the week where we've looked really, really good. And then, we tail off a little bit, but it hasn't been terrible. So I'm real pleased with our leadership out of our seniors there.
Well, I know you already alluded to this, but you made some changes last week trying to shake things up offensively to get some more explosive plays into the offense, which you did get one, and moved Garrett Franken there to the outside and Jackson Eden back to the quarterback spot, and they hooked up for a long touchdown. So do you feel like that has got your offense going in a positive direction?
Yeah, I think so. It gives us some more options as far as trying to develop some big plays. Both those guys and for the most part, our whole team is pleased with the switch. So I think everybody's moving in the right direction, and hopefully we can create some more big plays this week.
Well, and of course, you're always learning as you move the season along. And of course, Garrett Franken was a guy that had been out for a couple of years out of the program. He comes back in. He's still learning as well. So, Jackson Eden had the opportunity to play that spot some last year. So I'm sure he maybe feels a little bit of a comfort zone there.
Yeah, definitely. I think both of those guys are real comfortable with where they're at. And, looking into this week a little bit, trying to ease the comfort for everybody, we've scaled things back for our offensive line. So instead of putting more stuff in, we've kind of simplified everything, hoping to get the ground game going a little bit now.
Yeah, and you've got some guys back there that are capable of getting the ball down the field, and you've got some bigger backs that can be an advantage at times. And you've been able to get little chunks here and there, but it just seems like maybe that run game hasn't been able to bust that big play.
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever get an 80-yard run out of our backs, the guys we have, which is fine. We're kind of set up to, methodically get down the field with our run game, and our pass game can get somewhat explosive at times. We need to get it going a little bit more. But I like our big backs. They run hard, and, they're looking for that 4 or 5 yard gain. And every once in a while they pop one for, 14, 15. So we're pleased with where they're at, and, they just got to keep running hard.
Well, and I think as you look at your team so far here this season, one thing that can be a real positive to look at is the defensive side of the ball. Your defense, it seems like it's played really well when they needed to, the tough spots when they need to try to make stops to keep your team with a chance to win. And you've been in all close games here now. They've done their job.
Yeah, and, we preach that all the time. I mean, we hang our hat on our defense, and they've just been tremendous. They're going to have to be for us to have a chance. And, we also, know that offensively we can't put them in a bad situation. So you won't see us get out there and try and chuck the ball around 4 or 5 times in a row. We've got to mix it up and play field position and ball control, and that just helps out our defense.
Well, you turn on the page this week on another opponent that I guess on paper looks like would be another tough matchup, close type of game you would expect from these two teams. Winterset has been in a lot of close games themselves here early on in the season. They lost a really close one last week to ADM, so I think maybe in that regard the team's really feeling the same way, hungry to try to get over that hump.
Yeah, and we're going to their place. They're, in my opinion, probably one of the best teams that's 0-3 in the state. They've played a real tough schedule. They've got some big play threats. Boy, their tailback and their quarterback are going to give our defense a test. It'll be their best test. Their tailback is faster than anybody we have on our team. So we're going to need to get four or five guys around the football for us to have a chance and keep the game close.
Yeah, you mentioned the tailback, Brad Benshoff. He's a guy that's had some success on the track and in hurdles, so you know that he's a quick guy out there, and he's obviously somebody they rely really heavily on. He's gotten the good majority of the work there in the backfield for him, almost 300 yards here on the season and a touchdown to go with it, a guy that obviously you know you have to focus on.
Yeah, it's been all week it's been focused on him, and you know, he ran against a couple of our guys at the state meet, and he beat them pretty well, as I understand. So he looks really good on film. You know, he's got good vision, his cutback ability, and he just runs to daylight. So we're going to have to close some holes in a hurry, or once he gets through the secondary, we're going to be in trouble.
And another guy that you'll look at, and this is a position you always, of course, focus on a little bit, is the quarterback spot, Noah Larson. Seems like he's a guy that tries to manage the game pretty well for them. He can throw the ball a little bit. They like to stick to the ground game if they can get that going, but somebody that you have to pay attention to because he can throw the ball and run it a little bit.
Well, he just extends plays, whether it's a bootleg run or whether he's, you know, set to keep the ball on kind of a quarterback option type play. He keeps the play going. He's elusive and, you know, got long strides. He's a big, tall kid, so he's got good vision, too. And, you know, he's number two on the list that we've got to control, or it could be a long, long night.
When you look at the other side of the ball defensively for them as well, he's another name that comes up. He's their second leading tackler. He plays a strong spot there for him on the kind of the linebacker type corner level. And then Connor Van Pelt, another guy that's got some numbers that are jumping off the page at the safety spot that spoke with their coach and said, you know, he's not the biggest guy, but just one of those guys that's got a nose for the football. So, you know, they got a couple of playmakers there as well.
Yeah, you know, their defense is real strong, real sound. They just kind of line up and play. You're not going to see anything different. And both those guys, we've got to get some hands on for us to, you know, get big plays on the run game. In the pass game, we're going to have to kind of pick and choose when we want to try and get a big play because, you know, they're just such good defensive players. So it's going to be a real test.
And as you prepare for a team like this that, you know, I guess is maybe somewhat similar in the style that they'll play, does it make it a little bit, I guess, easier on your team preparation-wise? You kind of get that idea of what you're looking at when you guys are practicing out there every week.
Yeah, I think that as far as the formations, they do a few different things. They run a lot of different formations, so we have to you know, be aligned correctly. If we can get lined up correctly defensively, we'll be okay. We can give ourselves a chance, is what we tell our kids. But boy, if we have a bust there and somebody doesn't line up right, you know, they have the backs to take it to the house, and then we're going to have to be on our A game to. You know, control them defensively. And then same thing's true offensively. You know, we've got to play just sound football up front.
Yeah, and you talked about, you know, getting to that next level, getting hands on guys, getting in their way so that you can get that run game working a little bit better. Seems like maybe that's the one thing up front that you haven't been able to make that huge jump yet. You're getting a good hit at the line of scrimmage, maybe that initial push, but getting to that second level has been a challenge.
Yeah, you know, at the point of attack, we've had a pretty good blocking for the most part on the season. It's been we're either getting tracked down from behind or tracked down on the front side. So if we can just get some guys cut off, that's even going to give us a better chance of having a more successful play. And then once we can establish that, now we can work to that second level, which is going to, you know, create bigger plays for us. So been a lot of focus this week on those things.
Well, we've talked about this a little bit already, but you have made some changes here as the weeks have gone on and guys moving around a little bit. Have the kids been really receptive and responsive to that? Have you had many issues, you know, somebody trying to learn something new, or are they picking it up pretty quick?
I think everywhere. We've moved a lot of guys around, and our kids understand that the reason for these moves are to make our team better. And, you know, they've been real receptive. You know, you see guys in meetings kind of nodding their head and say, oh, yeah, you know, that's gonna make us better. And this week, you know, I think it's one of our first weeks that we're pretty much set with our lineup. So we'll be pretty close to 2 weeks in a row now having kind of the same guys in the same spots. So everybody seems to be healthy that played last week, and that should help us out a little bit too.
Well, I guess we always kind of wrap up with this. You know, what are the specific things each week that you're looking for in progress-wise from your team? Here from last week when you seem to be on the brink of things getting a little bit better, you get a big play in there offensively. What's that next jump?
Well, it's kind of ironic and sounds pretty simplistic, but one of our goals this week is just find a way to win. You know, we've been so close. Just a one play or two plays here or there. So we actually have a drill in practice. We ran it on Wednesday. It's called Find a Way to Win. And really it's just a competitive drill amongst our kids. And the winner is the winner, and everybody else has some push-ups. So it's a focus this week. And, you know, we're going to have to find a way, whether that's offense, defense, or special teams. We're going to need all three to be successful.
Well, Coach, thanks again for giving us some time this week, and good luck to you.
Yeah, hey, thanks a lot.
That's Atlantic head football coach Mike McDermott. That's going to wrap up Trojan Preview this week here on KJN.